The following is a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. Human growth hormone injection abuse. Understand the risks. HGH hormone replacement therapy can and does have the potential to vastly improve the lives of men and women suffering from diagnosed growth hormone deficiency. HGH should not be used without the express medical permission of a qualified physician, like those at the Conscious Evolution Institute. Bioidentical HGH provides numerous benefits to patients that are actively dealing with the effects of hypopituitarism, but there is no proof that the benefits of the recreational use of human growth hormone outweigh the risks. Why do people abuse human growth hormone? People have a number of motivations regarding why they choose to abuse bioidentical HGH. Many of these motivations are professional and financial. Beginning in the 1980s, HGH started to be used illegally as a performance-enhancing drug. Studies have shown that human growth hormone injections provide a couple of significant benefits that improve certain athletes' performance significantly. HGH abuse improves certain forms of athletic performance even in healthy individuals. First, HGH has been shown to enhance the capacity of an athlete to perform activities which engage fast-twitch muscle fibers. For decades, sprinters have used human growth hormone to increase the burst of speed their muscles produce, which allows them to reach world record speeds. This enhancement of fast-twitch muscle fibers also proved to be a boon for another sport in the 90s, baseball. Steroids and HGH injections built muscle mass in some of the heaviest bats in Major League Baseball, including Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire. The enhanced muscle mass and fast-twitch muscle strength allowed them to swing the bat harder and faster, which caused home run counts to swell. Because of the negative impact that HGH and other performance-enhancing drugs were having on the field of professional Olympic athletics, the United States Congress began to threaten harsh penalties for PED use with the Anabolic Steroid Control Act of 1990, and later expanded the act to include human growth hormone. Athletes use human growth hormone because it speeds up the healing process. Another way that professional athletes use human growth hormone is for rejuvenative purposes. Recent studies have shown that HGH injections have the ability to help cartilage grow more efficiently after a major injury, causing many athletes to fly overseas for treatments which are illegal in the United States, but legal or permitted in European countries. There is a large amount of controversy for the use of HGH directly as a performance-enhancing drug, but many argue that HGH use as a legitimate medical treatment should be allowed in the case of injury. Using HGH for performance enhancement can be incredibly damaging to the body over time. But in patients that have a truly clinical need and won't be using it for a long period of time, as is the case for these rehabilitation cases, the benefits likely far outweigh the costs, and eventually this form of HGH treatment will likely be legal in the United States. This form of HGH use is considered abuse in the United States, but only as a technicality. Bodybuilders and weightlifters use HGH to build muscle and cut fat. For decades now, HGH has been popularly abused by people that engage in heavy lifting for bodybuilding purposes. Some of these people use HGH for professional reasons, whereas others use the hormone in order to improve their physique. Human growth hormone does indeed have the ability to build muscle mass in healthy individuals, and it also has a beneficial effect upon body fat percentage, but many argue that the overall increase in strength is negligible for healthy individuals. HGH does have the ability to significantly increase strength in patients that suffer from real human growth hormone deficiency, but there is some evidence that in healthy men and women, HGH builds muscle mass by increasing water retention in the muscles, which does not lead to a significant increase in muscle mass. Human growth hormone does likely have the ability to build muscle for individuals that train hard and vigorously, because it reduces recovery time, but it does not seem to have a direct impact on muscle strength outside of particular styles of physical activity which engage the fast-twitch muscles, like sprinting. For your average individual that works out to keep in shape, HGH won't do a whole lot of good, and can lead to complications if taken for a long period of time, or in doses which are too large. HGH does have the ability to cut fat in healthy individuals, but healthy men and women lose less weight than those that are suffering from a real deficiency. If you're simply looking to abuse HGH to lose a little weight, you'd be better off eating better and exercising more, unless you feel like hormone deficiency is reducing your results. Side effects of human growth hormone abuse. HGH hormone replacement therapy is quite safe when used for restorative purposes, but when used unnecessarily and for long periods of time, it can lead to a number of troublesome side effects. The following are complications that can result from HGH abuse. Joint pain. When abused for a long period of time, HGH injections can actually alter the shape of the joints, which can lead directly to joint pain. Edema. Even short-term abuse of HGH shots can cause fluid to build up underneath the skin, which can lead to a number of secondary issues, including difficulty walking, painful swelling, and reduced circulation. Arthritis. Long-term abuse of HGH can lead to joint pain as a result of both swelling and abnormal tissue development, which restricts the movement of the joints and causes them to grind against one another. Carpal tunnel syndrome. The bones of the wrists are particularly susceptible to changes in the joints that result from the abuse of HGH. Tissue buildup in the wrists can put pressure on the nerves which travel through the carpal tunnel of the wrist, leading to numbness, pain, and trouble moving the fingers and hands. Acromegaly. Excessive abuse of growth hormone over time can eventually impact the entire bone structure of the feet, hands, and face. After puberty, the bones no longer grow longer as a result of elevated HGH levels, but they can still grow thicker, and human growth hormone can eventually cause the bones of the extremities and the features of the face to grow abnormally. Bloating. HGH abuse can cause water retention to occur in the face and the core of the body, causing the stomach to jut out abnormally as a result of excess water and fluid persisting in the body. It can also cause the face to develop a puffy look. Reduced efficiency of natural HGH secretion. The human body has mechanisms in place to prevent HGH overdose from occurring naturally. The problem with this is that your body has no means to control the effects of human growth hormone delivered to your body from an outside source. When you inject yourself with growth hormone without a physiological need, your body will produce less of its own hormone to compensate. Organ enlargement. HGH may not increase the length of the bones, but long-term abuse can still impact the size of your internal organs. Taking too much human growth hormone for too long can actually cause your heart to increase in size. Blood sugar complications. Human growth hormone and insulin interact with one another, and taking too much HGH can impact the function of your pancreas, potentially leading to dangerously low blood sugar that can induce diabetic coma in severe cases. Liver damage. The liver is only designed to process a certain level of hormones, proteins, and amino acids. If you take way too much human growth hormone, you can overload your liver, causing damage over time. Thyroid dysfunction. HGH abuse can have a negative impact on thyroid function, especially with the secretion of T4. Some side effects reversible, some not. Thankfully, most of the side effects of HGH abuse can be treated quickly and effectively. All issues related to water retention will subside quickly after use has been suspended, but you may need to take a potassium supplement to hasten the departure of excess fluid. Minor tissue buildup can also be reversed over time. The pituitary gland will start producing more HGH once again after it recovers from the influx of outside HGH. Thyroid function will generally return to normal a few months after abuse has subsided. Certain symptoms cannot be reversed, but they also take the longest time to appear. Changes in physical features resulting from acromegaly can reverse somewhat, but some changes may be ultimately irreversible. Severe arthritis and carpal tunnel syndrome may also not heal completely after cessation from abuse. The liver is very slow to heal from damage, so severe abuse may impact liver function for many years, even for life. Who should be careful with HGH injections? There are also some individuals that should avoid bioidentical HGH therapy altogether. Human growth hormone produces its benefits primarily by enhancing the efficiency and effectiveness of cellular division and reproduction. So individuals with active cancers, or those that have a very high risk of cancer, should not use HGH injections, even if they have a clinical need. Those with or at high risk for reproductive or prostate cancer seem to be at the highest risk. Individuals with diabetes may experience complications with HGH hormone replacement therapy because the human growth hormone does have an impact on insulin production and sensitivity. Many people with diabetes will still be able to take HGH injections, but it is important to thoroughly discuss with your physician the risks and benefits of using HGH while diabetic. How to avoid HGH side effects? When using any medication, there is always a certain risk of side effects. The risks of anything more than minor side effects when taking HGH for your health is very low, and can be mitigated in a number of ways. When you first start using HGH, administer small restorative doses. If your physician decides that more would produce greater benefit, you can slowly increase the dosage. You can also reduce the risk of side effects by making sure you always use the right amount of medication, and by returning to your physician for regular physicals and blood testing. When used conscientiously, you may experience irritation at the injection site or minor water retention, but these side effects can be alleviated by reducing the dosage slightly or rotating injection sites more effectively. The safest way to use HGH. Clinical research shows that low doses provided frequently produce the highest level of benefit with the lowest risk of side effects. Your exact need for HGH will depend upon a number of different factors, including age, weight, height, and hormone status. But treatment is provided along a particular set of guidelines, with variation dependent upon your specific physiology and needs. For a patient that is 35 or older with age-related HGH deficiency, dosage is around 1 international unit of HGH per injection delivered 5 days per week. Most people choose to take Saturdays and Sundays off, but the timing of the 2-day break is arbitrary. The 2-day break is necessary in order to prevent the body from developing resistance to injected HGH while still encouraging proper pituitary function. HGH is perfectly safe if you truly need it. Remember that, unless you have been clinically diagnosed with HGH deficiency, it is illegal to take human growth hormone injections with the sole exception of the treatment of AIDS-related cachexia. In the future, it is likely that many more treatment options will be approved by the United States FDA, but for now, treatment options are limited. If you do suffer from HGH deficiency, human growth hormone replacement therapy can have a dramatic impact upon your health and well-being. But for anyone thinking about abusing the drug, we strongly advise against the idea. HGH abuse is highly illegal, and you can face large fines if you are caught self-medicating, and you can face prison time for making and distributing the drug. When used for legitimate purposes, human growth hormone can have a tremendous impact upon both your quality of life and your longevity, but severe abuse can significantly increase mortality risk and have a profound negative effect upon your health. Use HGH responsibly. This article is a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. Thank you so much.